Tourism officials estimate that 2 to 4 million people will crowd into the nation's capital for President-elect Barack Obama's inauguration tomorrow. For many, witnessing history trumps dealing with the logistical headaches, including how to pay for the trip to the nation's capital. Faraj Day spoke with Shirley Smith, who is making the journey from California on a shoestring budget with her 17-year-old foster daughter, Brandy.
I sent an email to our congressman, Adam Schiff, and said I'd like to have 2 tickets. And doggone it, you have to be careful what you ask for. I got them. So the plan went into effect.
What's the plan?
Well, the plan was, hey, you know, this is not something we budgeted. People keep going, well, it must be expensive. I think things are expensive if you make them expensive. So the plan was to cut corners.
Tell me what your idea of this trip is, why you felt you had to go, even though it sounds like times are tight for you, as they are for many people.
Well, it's just so much history. And I think for me, as an older person, I might have said, I'll just watch it on TV. But I have a 17-year-old. And I just knew that it would mean so much to her, because she has followed that election closer than I did. She would update me. So this was her Christmas present, her graduation present, her life present. And if she gets married, it's her wedding present.
Her name's Brandy.
Brandy.
Tell me about Brandy.
Brandy's a jewel. I've had her since she was 2 days old. She's a foster child. I became guardian when she was about 3 years old. She's a fabulous artist. She's really her own person. She works hard at being her own person.
How did you tell your daughter that you had gotten these tickets?
Well, on Christmas morning, I told her to go out and check her email, and she might have something worth talking about at breakfast. Because I had gotten the email congratulations letter from Adam Schiff, and I forwarded it to her, to Brandy, on Christmas Eve. So she went out to the computer, and she came back in, and she sat down at the dining room table looking absolutely stunned. I said, do you have something to say? She said, I just died and went to heaven.
Wow. So when you got these tickets, you said, we're going to do this by hook or by crook, and we're going to have to make some sacrifices. What kind of sacrifices are we talking about?
Well, as I said, there'll be no prom. We're not doing graduation gift. We're not doing graduation pictures. That's probably $5,000 saved right there. That's sort of a joke, but there's a lot of expense. There was no Christmas gifts. Meals have changed, but they probably needed to change anyway because the economy is tight. So we have learned that stuff just isn't getting wasted. There is no out to dinners. I truly miss that. Gave up bottled water. So I think we're pretty much living like we should have been living anyway.
Those are some significant changes. So how much is the trip costing you?
Well, I have not, you know, when I say we're on a tight budget, I haven't really written down exactly where we're spending. I've more written down where we're not spending. There'll be no trinkets purchased. People say, oh, that's really cruel. Well, you got to make choices when money is tight. You either do this or you do that. So an airplane ticket versus trinkets, we chose to fly.
What have people in your life said when you told them that you were going, first of all, and that you were willing to make some significant changes and cuts in what has not been an extravagant lifestyle?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I think what people have said, number one, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm really jealous. How did you manage? But people really don't want to know how you manage, because when you tell them, they're not willing to do those kinds of cuts, even in their everyday life. So I guess they wind up saying, well, knowing you, that's pretty much what I would expect to hear.
What does it mean to you to be a foster parent?
Well, I don't see being a foster parent any different to being a parent. My natural children, I have 4 of them. 2 of them were really pretty annoyed that Brandy got the trip and they didn't. But they're adults and they're pretty much on their own. And if they wanted to go, they could have organized to go. I don't see being a foster parent any different to being a parent. I see it as a job. People go, that's cold. It's not cold. It's a 24/7 job, whether you birthed them or whether you got them from the agency.
How do you feel about this moment in history?
It's overwhelming. It's something that words really don't convey. I remember on the night of the election night, everybody I knew, they just walked around crying. You know, it's like, well, why are you crying? I have no idea. But it was just tears, tears, tears all the time. So I can't put into words what it's really like. But I think Brandy sort of captured it when she said she had died and gone to heaven.
I can only imagine the joy and the challenges of this trip. So, Shirley Smith, thank you.
Thank you.
Columnist Shirley Smith will be attending President-elect Obama's inauguration in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, along with her foster daughter, Brandy Armstrong Morrow.